I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
In darkness, just a slave in the devil's fortress. Woo! I used to live my life in doubts, wondering what life's about. Then one day a voice I heard, it said, study the Bible and learn about the word. And all the things I did see, and I never before believed in anything. That's why I say now,
oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light.
Oh,
oh, I see the light the Lord has given.
Woo. Now listen, I used to live from day to day, wondering what the people say. I used to love the things I touch.
Woo!
But everything else didn't mean much. But listen, 'cause now I see the light and I'm on my way to the peace of mind that will always stay. I said you can have the same thing too. Oh, just shine your light and he will see you through.
Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light.
Oh,
oh, I see the light the Lord has given.
Play for him now, Joel. Come on.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey.
in the book of life. Whether you are rich or poor, you've got to give him your life. Give him your life. Whether you are old or young, you need to give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life.
Sexualities. I said you may think it's okay. You may look the other way. But you need to ask yourself, it's money in the book of life. Whether you are rich or poor, you've got to give him your life. Give him your life. Whether you are old or young, you need to give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life. Give him your life.
I said
Jesus Christ says, give him your life.
Give him your life. Whether you are old or young, you need to give him your life. Give him your life. I said, Jesus Christ says, give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life.
Jesus wants to ask you today, how deep is your love? Amen.
But there was a day I went to
church, and a preacher spoke to me. He said, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my words, my commands, listen to my voice. Jesus really needs to know.
How deep is your love?
Is your love?
How deep is your love?
Surrender all of your life to his will and his command. That's the least that you can do. Da, 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 da.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man should give his life for you. Do you love the Lord like he loves you? Walk away. Jesus is asking you today,
how deep is your love?
Is your love? How deep is your love? He really needs to know that you're willing to surrender all of your life to his will and his command. That's the least that you can do.
To Peter and said, I want to know if you really love me. Simon Peter turned to him and said,
oh my Lord, why do you even ask? 'Cause you know, dear Lord, how I love you. I will keep your commands and I'll feed your sheep. Jesus is asking you today.
Nobody else like you. will do. There's nobody else like you.
In hard times, you've been my friend. You stood by me till the end. When all others seems to be, and I look around and you're there with me. Whenever I'm in trouble, oh Lord, you're there.
Lord, you're there.
You're always there.
You're always there.
Woo! When I feel like dying, oh Lord, you care.
Lord, you care.
You always care.
You always care.
Whenever I call on you, oh Lord, you answer.
You answer my plea.
Always answer my plea. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
There is nobody.
There's nobody. There's nobody else like you.
You've got
the sweetest.
life so very far from God. What can wash us and cleanse us from all our many sins? Only mercy and grace by the blood. Sin and shame, knowing me, knowing you, we lived a life so very far from God. What can wash us and cleanse us from all our many sins? Only mercy and grace by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Come on now.
The sky, and it's heaven up above. Jesus died on the cross to save the sinner. Just believe and receive, you will have abundant life, and your name will be in the book of life.
judgment day.
Ooh.
lover, you're my prince of peace, Jesus lover. You are the greater love. Oh, you healed my broken heart, Jesus lover, the greater love. Oh, Jesus lover, the prince of peace, oh, Jesus lover.
Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Why don't you put your hands together for them? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. You know, I thought I better start preaching before she starts talking about the second boyfriend. She's already in trouble. She's already in trouble and time out this afternoon. All right. Let us, well, be seated because we're going to be praying this afternoon for a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Well, I want to invite you all on Tuesday evening to UCLA, where we'll be having an outreach. Amen. We'll be having a concert over there called Knowing Me, Knowing You. So they were actually using you as a test audience to see if. So what do you think? Is it going to work? Caitlin, do you think this is good enough? It's going to work? All right. So I want to invite you all to UCLA Tuesday evening. Amen. The time is 8:30, so that's late enough for you to finish work, get something to eat, and then come down and let's go witnessing. And we want to go early. We want to go like 7:30 so we can do an hour of outreach, witnessing, bringing people along with us to the venue. You see what I'm saying, right? So please plan to spend Tuesday evening with us. Amen. Right. Now, today, I want to lead you in a prayer. Amen. I just want to give you something to pray about. Is that good? Do you want something to pray about?
Oh, yes.
All right. So, I want you to turn in your Bibles with me Okay, the first prayer, two of them, we're going to pray about two things. One of them, turn in your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. It says, "And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says that the church is his body. Can you see that?
Yeah.
It says he gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Everybody say, the church is his body.
The church is his body.
The church is his body. Say it again. Good. Now, James chapter 2 and verse 26. James chapter 2 and verse 26. Now, this one says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Amen. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Amen. That means the life of faith, the life of faith is the works that go with it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the important thing I want you to see there is how that it says the body without the spirit is dead. Amen. Everybody's body,
yeah,
right? or maybe I should say everyone's buddy,
okay?
But everybody's buddy, you know, is dead without his spirit. Hallelujah. I mean, you must believe that everyone has a spirit, or there must be something inside you that makes you alive, that makes you react, respond, move, and do all that you do. You know, when people die, you still have the person. Do you see? You still have the person as you have known him. He's as tall as he's always been, you know, and he's the same color mostly. And you still have the person, and you wonder, but where is the person? Why can't he talk? Why can't he move? Why can't he dance like he used to dance? Why can't he respond to some of the things he used to respond to? What is the difference? It appears something has left the person, isn't it? That's why from that point on, we start referring to them as the body or the corpse, isn't it? We call them a different name from the person. Usually when people die, you don't say, oh, John, you know. They just say the body or his body, you see. So there's a component of the person that seems to leave the person. Do you understand? Now, that component, when it goes out of the person, that person exists but is useless. Does it make sense? The person exists. He's still the person, you know, he's recognizable as the person you've always known him to be. His name does not change maybe to, like, his name is John, and when he dies, he now looks like Susan. There's nothing like that. Do you see what I'm saying? You still recognize the person, but something has... It's the person without something. Does it make sense? Yeah. So the Bible is saying that the body without the spirit is dead. That means death is the state of existing without your spirit. Do you see? Death is the state of existing without your spirit. And that's what the Bible is explaining to us here. Now, that means that the church, which the Bible says is his body, is also dead without his spirit. Isn't it? The church is dead without his spirit. If the church is his body, then the church needs his spirit to be relevant. Do you understand? People move away from dead bodies. I tell you, even the most loved ones and closest people to a dead body move away from him when he dies. You get it? Where I come from, you have some, you know, real funky mourners, you know, who can really, you know, put up a show. And they cry and wail and so on. Some of them insist on going with the body up to a point. You get it? They freak out and they throw tantrums and do all sorts of things, and you would think they're actually going to go inside the grave with the person, but I've yet to see one. It never happens. Somehow they cool down. By the time the opportunity comes to actually go, the will to go is perished. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So people move away from dead bodies. And in the same way, people move away from dead churches. People don't like to go to churches that are just the body without the spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you have a church, as long as it's a church, it's the body of Christ. But that is not enough. It's not enough to be the body. You must have the spirit. For a church to grow, we need the spirit. Do you see what I'm saying? Because when people are interacting with you, they are interacting with the person that lives inside you. When you stop talking, that's when people move away. They don't have any reason to be near you. Because when they say hello, you can't say hello back. When they ask how are you can't talk back to them. You can't interact with them. You can't do anything with them. And so at that point, they start to move away. You see what I'm saying? When the church does not have the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is not overflowing in the church, it causes people to move away. It causes the church to lose relevance. It causes the church to lose attraction. It makes the church boring to attend. It makes people not want to be there at all because the Holy Spirit is not there in a certain way. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So that brings me to our prayer. We're going to pray today and ask the Holy Spirit to fill our church. We need His presence. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We don't want to be a dead church. Do you want to belong to a dead church? And dead church is defined as the body without the Spirit. Dead church. That is a dead church. Where the form is there, the songs are there, the choir is there, even the preacher is there. The chairs are there, the saved church is there, but the Spirit, which is the life, is absent. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm sure you would rather interact with a disabled person who is alive than an able-bodied person who is dead. Which would you rather have? Someone who is disabled in some way, isn't it? Yeah, even severely disabled, but he's alive. The Spirit, as long as the Spirit is there, you'd rather be with that person. And you would choose that person over a person who has, you know, their full body and yet they're missing the Spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we can't afford to miss the Spirit. We can't afford to miss the Spirit. I said we cannot afford to miss the Spirit. When the Spirit is not in it, when the Spirit is not overflowing, everything is tough. Everything is difficult. That's why dead bodies have to be moved. They become heavy to move. They can't do anything for themselves. Have you seen a dead body? They can't go to the bathroom. They can't go to the cemetery by themselves. They can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. They have to be moved. Everything is so manual when the Spirit is out. But when the Spirit is in, then there's automation. All you have to do is to say, if I asked one of you to come with me to my car, I just have to say, come with me. I don't have to carry you. Do you see what I'm saying? It's that easy. I just have to say, come with me to my car and you will come along. Because the Spirit is in you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So we need the Spirit. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit. You know? And we want to ask God this afternoon, give us the Spirit. Give us the Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon this congregation. Pour out your Spirit upon us. You know, Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Churches operate by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost. That's why we must not be ashamed to do Holy Ghost things in the church. Like speaking in tongues. Must not be strange in the church. Because the body without the Spirit. You see, this is what has killed churches. This type of politeness and you know, suppressing expressions of the Spirit is what ends up creating dead churches, because you're trying to have the body and excuse the Spirit. That's the path to death. Sometimes we see maybe a couple of visitors amongst us, and then the presence of a total stranger who's never been to your church before seems to make you suppress the expressions of the Spirit. So people are shy to pray. People are shy to lift up their hands. People are shy to shout and to do the normal things that the people under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost would do. And gradually, you find that the Spirit is no more around. But you still have the body. You see what I'm saying? You still have the body. And then death sets in. But we don't want to be that kind of a church. We don't want to be that kind of a church. Hallelujah. Amen. John 6:63. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. Do you understand? Look at it. John chapter 6 and verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Everybody say, it is the Spirit. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Now, even if you don't understand quickeneth, just I think you understand the quick part of it. Isn't it? It looks like something is happening. Isn't it? Yeah, quickeneth. It is the Spirit. Then it says, the flesh profiteth nothing. So you take the Spirit out and you are left with the body, which is the flesh. You have nothing. And sometimes you can't blame people for not wanting to go to a church because they really get nothing out of it. It's just 2 hours or 3 hours of just being in some place, and you don't even understand what is going on there because nothing happening there is affecting you because there is no Spirit. If you place a dead body's hand on your body, you still don't feel any warmth. Normally, when a person touches you, especially if it's your beloved, you feel things. You feel things. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You feel something. You long for the touch. You can even feel the touch by faith. Pastor Paul, is it true? Yeah. That's why people, you see lovers holding hands and holding hands all the time. Because there's some feeling. Some feeling. But a dead body has no such feelings. A dead body has no grip. If you take the dead body's hand and place it on your hand, you know, that's if you allow it. It has no work and no effect on you because the body, and there's no Spirit, is dead. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead. We can't do without the body. So he said, the flesh profiteth nothing. It's useless. So when you find people who sometimes go to church and say, it profiteth nothing, most likely they encountered the flesh without the Spirit. Because as for the Spirit, if you encounter the Spirit, the Bible says it quickeneth. That word quicken means it makes you live. It gives life. It gives life. It stirs you up. It challenges you. It rebukes you. It corrects you. It encourages you. It inspires you. That is the Spirit. The Spirit does something to you. But the flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. Like I said, you don't even need to understand what it does. It does something that's different from profiteth nothing. That means there must be some profit in what it does. You'll find out later what it does. Hallelujah. So we need the Spirit. Megan, we need the Spirit. We can't do without the Spirit. We can't do. I don't want to be in a church that doesn't have the Spirit. I want to be in the church that is full of the Holy Ghost. Full of expressions of the Holy Ghost. I want to be in a church where people speak in tongues. People shout in tongues. Kabaya malama shatara. And they are not ashamed. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the language of the Spirit. It's a sign. If the fact that somebody doesn't even understand it is the sign that you're in a strange place. Spiritual place. The church need not feel like the supermarket. Even in the supermarket, at the grocery store, you hear people speak in languages you don't understand. The church must not be like a supermarket. The church is an arena for the Spirit of God. It's a place where God works on people. It's a place where God engages people. It's a place where God engages lives. And that must not be suppressed. That must be encouraged. That must be encouraged. Amen. Because that's where the prophet is. That's where the prophet is. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. So let's not emphasize the body. Let's go for the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's go for the Spirit. You must pray for the Spirit. In the mornings when you're coming to church, pray for the Holy Ghost to be here. Whatever you do in church, pray that the Holy Ghost will anoint it. Do you see what I'm saying? The choir must pray that the Holy Ghost will anoint them. Amen. The ushers must pray that the Holy Ghost will anoint them. Amen. Those complex people at the back in the corner, international technicians, the scientists, they must pray for the Holy Ghost to saturate their minds and their bodies in order to be able to do what they do well. And if you come to a place where every part of it has been anointed, how can we not be blessed? How can we not be affected? How can we leave the same? How can we dare say that it profiteth nothing? How can you say that I got nothing out of the experience? You can't say that. Because by all means, you will be affected. Hallelujah. So I want us to stand to our feet and spend a few minutes this afternoon praying for the Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost, Lord.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Praying for the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Asking God to give us His Spirit. Fill this church with your Spirit. Fill this church with the Holy Ghost. Let your presence be felt in this place. Let your presence be felt. Let the expressions of the Holy Ghost be seen. Let the signs that the Holy Ghost is present, let those signs be here in the name of Jesus. Makabolo moshatala balaba katari alababa. Mikodobo satara balababa. Mikodobo shatale malama satali alababa. Mikodo setele makaya. Everybody pray and pray that the Holy Spirit will be present. The Holy Spirit will fill this church. The Holy Spirit will fill and fill our services. The Holy Spirit will honor our services with His presence in the name of Jesus. Makamolo shatabalababa. Mikolo seteli mikatabalababa. Ilo seteli makamolo shebelebaba. Sokalababa. Ibala. Mikamolo sabalababa. Mikabalababalabo sabalaba. Sheketeli mikandaria. Ibolo setebe kadalababa. Ibolo seteli makaya. Inalabo shatalababa. Debe seteli alababa.
Holy Spirit,
Makamolo Shekebele Bebe, Mikalaba Balaba Baya, Mikorobo Shakabaya, bring your conversions, your power, your healing in the name of Jesus. Transformation, inspiration, encouragement in the name of Jesus. Makabalaba Bo Sheke, Malamo Seteli Babam. Ilandolo Shamalababam Mikolo Setelima Kandaria Babam Emaya Mikolo Setele Bebe Mekarababa Shakarabalababa Mikolo Seneri Babalababa Iko Shendelebe Kerebelebe Embalababa Mikolo Setelebebe Mikarabalababa Shatarababa Ikolo Setelebe Mekerebebe Shakatali Baba Imbala Musotoria Lababa Ikalababa Ilo Sekereme Indarababa Moshakabalababa Ikalababara Moshekerebebe Indalababa Emalababo Sekataya Idalama Sutelia Imbo Shekefanamaha That there will be healings, oh God, in the services, oh God, that there will be salvation, pure salvation, conversion, oh God, conversion of the mind, conversion of the heart, conversion of the soul, in the name of Jesus, that no one shall come here and leave the same, that no one, whoever they are, they will by all means have an encounter, experience a touch from God in the name of Jesus. Makabolobo sakata balababa, ikolo shendemelebebe, elebebe, ikalamamo satalababa, idolo shetebe kanaria, mikoro shakabalababa, inolo mo sekebelebebe shataria. That when people come before your presence, Lord, they will never leave the same. That it will be profitable to show up. It will be profitable to show up in the name of Jesus. Mikolo Sedebebe Meha, Mi Setalaba Baraba Baraba Baha, Ekalamamo Satarababa, Ekalamamo, Mekaraba Baraba Shataraba Baha, Mikolo Sedebebe Meha. Mikolo Shenaria Baba, Mikolo Mamo Seteli Baba, Mikolo Setele Meme Ekala Baba, Mi Sotora Balababa. We want to have an anointed service, Lord. Anointed musicians, anointed choirs, anointed ushers, anointed same teachers, anointed congregation in the name of Jesus. Mikolo Sebele Bebe, Mikolo Shatarababaya. Mikolo Shatala Babaya, Mikolo Satana Babaya, Ikala Mama, Bolo Shekebele Bebe, Imalababa, Ikolo Satana Balababa, Mikolo Shakabala Babaya, Ikala Balababa, Rondorama Sataria Lababa, Ikala Mama, Shakabala Babaya, in the name of Jesus, Mikele Shenere Babaya, Holy Spirit, Makalamo Shadarababa, Ikolo Setele Mamaya Balababa, in the name of Jesus, Mikolo Sekebelebebe, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you're here this afternoon and you're saved, but you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You don't speak in other tongues. You don't speak in tongues. And you'd like to be prayed for to receive this gift and this grace to speak in tongues. I want you to leave your seat and come to me right here. We're going to pray together and ask God to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and grant you to be able to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just come very quickly. I want to pray for you. You haven't received the gift of speaking in tongues. You haven't received the ability and the grace to speak in tongues since you got saved. I want you to come forward and I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, yes. The rest of you begin to pray. Everybody begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Maka malababa, shaka malababa, baka lama malababa, sokorobo shatare baba, ikolo shetere belebebe. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me read a scripture to you. The Bible says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And everyone that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. He said, if a son ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Then he said, if ye then be evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Hallelujah. He said, how much more shall your heavenly Father, if you know how to give good presents. Have you ever given someone a scorpion for a present? Never given a scorpion for a present? What about a snake? No? What about a frog? Really? You haven't given anybody a frog-flavored ice cream? You haven't done anything like that? What about you? Did you give anybody anything like that? Nothing. Can you catch a frog?
No.
You can't even catch a frog. So Jesus is saying that even you know how to give good gifts. So the Holy Ghost is a good gift. It's an excellent gift. And he says, God will give it to you. Your heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. If you ask him for the Holy Spirit, what will he give you? The Holy Spirit. That is why you shouldn't listen to the voice that tells you, oh, those tongues are fake. You didn't ask for fake Holy Spirit. He will give you what you ask for. Do you understand? That's why you shouldn't listen to the voice that tells you, no, no, that's not from God. That's from the devil. How do you ask God for something and the devil brings it to you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why you need to approach him. Very simple childlike faith. He said, if you ask him, he'll give it to you. Hallelujah. It's for his children. Do you understand? Remember, it starts by saying, which of you, if your child or your son, go back a little bit. He said, if a son, you get it. So it begins by being a child of God. This is not something for unbelievers. It's for children of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So all of you have to be saved to receive the Holy Spirit. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me to wash away my sins. So, Lord Jesus, I receive you right now as my Lord and my Savior. Let your blood wash me and cleanse me from every sin. And make me a child of God. I want to be a child of God. I believe your word. And I believe you have heard me. Now, as a child of God, I lay claim to what you have promised to your children, which is the good gift of the Holy Ghost. I ask you, Lord, right now to grant me the Holy Spirit. Give me the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I receive the Holy Spirit now. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Now begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, everybody. Begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Those of you in front, open your mouth and begin to speak with other tongues. The Bible says your understanding is unfruitful. You will not understand what you're saying, but open your mouth and speak it. Open your mouth and speak it by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. 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 Thank you, O God, for the Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. That is it. That is it. Speak it. That is it. Makabolo Moshatala Mamaya. The Holy Ghost. 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 Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Makatoli mashandariala babarabala bakandariala babaha. Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Keep going. Speak it. That is it. Makamalama malaba shakabala babaha. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I loosen your tongue right now. Begin to speak with other tongues. Begin to speak in a strange language. Begin to speak that language you don't understand. In the name of Jesus. Makamalama shakabala babaya. Makarabala babaya. Makamala babaya. Yes, open your mouth and speak. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Makalaba shakaraba ba. Bikoromo sekerebele bebe. Ikolomo shakabala ba. Ikalamamo seteli mikadaba. Baraba sekerebele bebe. Makarabala ba senderi alaba ba. Bikodolo bo seteri ba ba. Ikolomo sekerebele bebe. Ikalaba ba. Ikolomo senderi alaba ba. Ikalama senderi ya. Inarabala ba ba. Imalaba ba. Ibolo sekerebele ba ba. Ibolo sekerebele bebe. Imalaba ba la malaba la ba la mo sekem. Imala. Imalaba ba la malaba ba. Amalama sabala ba ba la ba la ba ba. Ibalaba bo sekerebele bebe. Ikara malama mashakabaya, inna balaba sakaraba lababaya, inna lama sheneri alababaya, ramolo sekerebebe, ikalababaya malama maha. Yes, that's it, that is it, that is it. Speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, that's the Holy Spirit. Mikolo sekerebebe, ikalababa. You asked him for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give you something else. You asked him for the gift of speaking in tongues, he's not going to give you something else. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. That's what you have. That's what you have received right now. Makalaba shatari alababa. Bikolo sheneri alababa. Makarabala baba, idolo serebele bekaya, misonoromo shanaria, mikodo senderia, braste bristo lunde diando, malusa karama shanaria, ikalambo lunde be, ikolo seberia la baba, biso koromo shakabala baba, basto konde, baluse le membe, ibolusta lunda rumba ro, ibolo shekineria, indoromo sanaria. Oh, yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. You have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The rest of it is speaking by faith. Amen. And believing that that is it. Do you understand? It is a language of the Spirit. And one rule for fluency in any language is what? Is to speak it. Is to speak it. Is to speak it. Amen.
Amen.
And for every language, when you start speaking it, it sounds funny when you start. True or not? You tried speaking Spanish, and the person who is helping you has a smile on their face. The smile on their face is their mockery of what you're saying. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, because it sounds funny when you start, but when you start to get used to it, you begin to see there's nothing funny about it. That this is power. This is the language of the Holy Ghost. And you can tell the difference it makes to your prayer life. You cannot survive in the Christian life without praying in the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? So I want to encourage you from today. Let 90% of your prayers be in tongues. Do you see what I'm saying? Just wake up and start speaking in tongues. Get some good music going in the background so you can create an atmosphere. A good atmosphere makes it easier to pray. Do you understand? So play some good music, play some preaching message, and then start praying in tongues. And don't believe it when the devil says, no, you didn't receive it. How can you speak in tongues? Tell him you're a liar.
Yeah.
They told me in the church that you'll be coming to tell me this.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm telling you in advance.
Yeah.
When he comes to visit you, you tell him, I was told this already.
Wow.
I knew that you're going to come. I was expecting you, actually. Do you understand? Right? I want you to believe that you have received the Holy Spirit. Because you ask, where's the scripture? Put it there. If a son... That's why we said the prayer, the salvation prayer, so we can be sure that even if we were not children of God, as of right now, we are children of God. Do you see what I'm saying? If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, he will he give him a stone? Or ask a fish? Will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or verse 12, or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Then it says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Are you them that ask him? Then what did he give you? The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So say, I have received the Holy Spirit. Say, I have received the Holy Spirit. Say, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a clap offering. You may go back to your seats.
Hallelujah.
Now, before we close, I want to pray for anybody who's sick today. You're sick in your body. I want you to rise up and come very quickly to this place. Let me pray for you. Just come very quickly. If you're sick in your body, just come. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the prayer of faith will save the sick. Hallelujah. You're standing for your sister.
Yes.
Okay, stand right here. Just face me. Yeah, just stand right here. All right. Anybody else? All right. Well, it's good. If you're not sick, I prefer that.
Yeah.
Amen. You're standing in for your father. Great. It's good that people are standing in for people, not yourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that you're not sick. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Right. So, because everybody knows someone who is sick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're standing in for your dad, and for your mom, and for your dad, and for your sister, and for yourself.
Yeah.
Hey. And for
for your grandma and for
a co-worker.
Okay, now lift up your hands and let's pray. Father, we thank you that the word of God and the power of God do not know boundaries and do not know distance. Your power is no respecter of distance. That is why the centurion said, you just stand there and say something, and my servant who is all the way at home shall be healed. So Lord, we stand in the gap. We stand right now in intercession for our loved ones, for fathers, for mothers, for sisters, in the name of Jesus, for the grandmother, for the co-worker, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that infirmity in the name of Jesus. We take authority in the realm of the spirit over that infirmity. Whatever the sickness is that is troubling them, Lord, we ask that you will show them mercy, and we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We speak a word to the devil and we say, take your hands off them. Take your hands off them. Take your hands off them in the name of Jesus. And we declare them healed. We pray for Pastor Charles in Jesus' name. Lord, we lay hands on him. Whatever is wrong with him, Lord, may you heal him now. May the power of God go through your body right now in the name of Jesus. Let it burn every sickness. Let it dry out the roots of every infirmity in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God rest upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Touch her sister in the name of Jesus. Touch her father in the name of Jesus. Touch her mother in the name of Jesus. Touch her father, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch his grandmother in Jesus' name. And Father, touch the co-worker and her family in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God go down to their homes right now. Let the power of God search them out, Lord, wherever they are. Let the power of God rest upon them for healing. And may they come back with testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord and you may go back to your seats. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today? Believe in the Holy Ghost. Don't stick to the flesh. The flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. If the church is a flesh kind of church, if it's a church that emphasizes the flesh, which is the body, the church, the traditions of the church, the procedures and the processes and the things we do, if we emphasize those things above the spirit, then we're going to die. But today we are delivered from every kind of death in the name of Jesus. We are alive. We are alive because the Holy Spirit rests upon us. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord. As we get ready to come to the Lord's table,
thank you, Jesus.
Just lift up your hand and be thankful to the Lord. Just thank him. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now just take one, everybody, just take one and continue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, we want to go over to the First Love Church, and we want to join the prophet Dag as he leads us in communion today. Amen. And so, let's just go straight into the settings for that. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood.
You are going to be glad to see this one. It says, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them that he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened.
Amen.
And their eyes were opened.
Amen.
And their eyes were open.
Amen.
Your eyes are opening today to see the Spirit.
Amen.
Of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kaya la mashata bala.
Receive it.
Telo moda sata.
I receive it.
Now, whatever you can't see that is spiritual,
yes,
you are going to begin to see after this communion. Stand to your feet. Take the bread. Father, as we break this bread today, let power come into our eyes.
Yes.
Those of us who have only two eyes, give us two more eyes.
Amen.
Those of us who have more than two eyes, give us seven eyes.
Amen.
Seven pairs of eyes.
Amen.
In the front and in the back.
Yes, yes.
In the spirit and everywhere.
Yes.
Give us eyes.
Yes.
Eyes of the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We give you thanks, Father.
Yes.
And we give you praise for what you have done and what you are doing in our lives. The body of Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up the blood. whatever the mistakes are. This week's mistakes.
Yes, Lord.
Last week's mistakes.
Yes.
Mistakes from our mouths.
Yes, Lord.
From our hearts.
Yes.
From our tongues.
Yes, Lord.
From our lips.
Yes, Lord.
From our eyes.
Yes.
From our souls.
Oh, yes.
From our bodies. From our flesh.
Yes.
From our desires.
Yes.
From our feelings.
Yes, Lord.
Let this blood wash away, Lord.
Amen.
All grievous mistakes that have shortened our lives, Lord.
Amen.
That have changed our lives.
Lord. Amen.
By this blood, let our eyes be opened to see 70 years with ease.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let us see good days.
Yes, Lord.
Let our eyes be opened to see good things.
Yes, Lord.
That we've never seen before.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, which art in heaven, for your blessedness, your greatness, the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood. Lift your hands for your blessing. When they are looking for a star,
yes, sir.
May they come and look for you.
Amen.
When they are looking for a shining example,
yes, sir.
Of a good thing,
yes.
May they come and look for you.
Amen.
When they are looking for somebody to promote,
oh yes.
May they come and look for you.
Amen.
When somebody is being chosen,
yes.
Amongst the virgins and amongst the ladies,
yes.
May you be blessed amongst the women in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When a son is being chosen,
yes.
To be made into a prince,
yes.
May you be chosen and may you be selected.
Amen.
Let them search out for you diligently.
Amen.
Until you are found.
Amen.
May a large gift be presented to you.
I receive.
Amen.
I say, may a large gift
I receive
be presented
it.
To you.
I receive it.
May a large gift
Ish.
Be presented to you.
Amen.
A gift.
Yes.
Something you cannot earn.
Yes.
Something you cannot buy.
Amen.
Something you cannot imagine.
Amen.
Receive a life.
I receive it.
Of Jesus. Now I see marriages.
Oh, yes. Prophesy.
And celebrations.
Prophesy.
Being released.
Yes.
Now receive your wedding celebration now in the name of Jesus. Whatever keeps you back from your wedding day, whatever foolishness, whatever argument, whatever mistake, may the gates open wide to receive you now. I see you entering a royal family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see you having a royal wedding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see you having good days and many good things in the name of Jesus.
Many good things. Amen.
Why? Because you didn't seek them. You sought after the Lord. And you sought his kingdom. Therefore all things soever that you didn't seek for be added unto you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. May the blessing of the Lord go with you. May the angel of the Lord follow you.
Amen.
May the blessing of the Lord pursue you.
Amen.
I speak to the windows and the doors of your dwelling place.
Oh yes.
And I say,
oh yes.
May goodness and mercy force their way through your doors and your windows.
Yes, yes.
May goodness and mercy force their way through your windows and doors.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Let Psalm 23 be fulfilled in your life.
Yes.
May your enemies see you prosper and rise higher than ever before. All who wish your downfall, I command them to fall down.
Amen.
All evil eyes that look upon us with jealousy, go blind today in the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
May the covering of the Lord and the healing
of the
Lord enter your body, enter your flesh, enter your mind, enter your eyes, enter your liver, enter your stomach, enter every part of you. Receive the healing of the Lord. And now may the mighty Holy Spirit sent from heaven become your best friend. May he speak to you in the morning.
Amen.
May he speak to you in the afternoon.
Amen.
May he speak to you in the evening.
Amen.
May he anoint you
Amen.
With the Holy Ghost and power.
Amen.
May you be covered by the Spirit.
Amen.
May you be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
May you be controlled by the Spirit.
Amen.
May you enjoy life by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Sent from above. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Savior of the world. May these blessings come to pass practically in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And everybody said, Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Now.